Go, and we are live.
Hooray! I'm alive.
Yuppie.
Oh, and I see this big word here. Taxes. I've got to pay my taxes tomorrow.
Oh dear. Okay, let's avoid the taxes and focus on our dreams and
Shit.
goals.
Okay, maybe I
We'll
should.
do the taxes tomorrow. Let's look at the dreams and goals.
Okay.
Okay, so we are going to talk a little bit about how to adjust our dreams, and how that helps us to shape our future as well. Okay, so our dreams and goals aren't fixed. They can change as you change. And with a flexible mindset, you can also adjust your dreams when life changes or when life shifts. So this helps us to turn our challenges into lessons. I'm not going to explain a lot. I want to do the fun questions. Okay, but we'll do first question. Have you ever changed your mind about what you wanted in the future?
Yes. Actually, it's. Oh, this is a recorder. Is that right? Okay, I will try to not to be so obvious. So I always like have a dream to be let's say in high position or an existing level. I feel like I have the ability and I'm capable to do these things, but it need like hard work, really hard work, and I'm really hard worker. But I felt like this year, the last year actually, that it's not necessary to be this thing, especially when we are women, because we like life more than men, and we want to do other things. So we don't want all our efforts only for work. No, actually, our health or mind health, mental health is more important than work. So I thought that it's not necessary to achieve this dream. I would like to live in good like position, a good job, and doing something for let's say to my country. At the same time, I need to have like more time for myself. So I will not say that I give up for this dream, but I little bit changed my mindset that it's fine if I don't achieve it. And I feel okay. I believe that we all equals, man and woman, female and male, but it's now more reasonable for me why most of the, you can see, especially in the politics and kind of this executive level, most of them are men. So because they just know how to put all the effort in one thing. And it's hard if you're going to focus on other things. So, yeah.
So, Frank, I can already guess your answer.
That's, well, that would be a shocking one if but I before we go to the seance part and the crystal ball part, I just need to verify one thing. Sarah, did you actually say, quote unquote, we like life more than men? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, sure. Yes. Yes, we like to treat ourselves. We like to spend more money. We like to do things for ourselves rather than anything else.
Hair, facials, shoes, clothes,
Yes, buying
spa days, nails.
I will let you. I will let you in on a.
diamonds, a
I
lot of
will.
things.
Oh, okay,
Diamonds.
Sarah. Yeah, diamond pineapple. Sarah, I will let you in on a secret. I have a little note in my diary. That every 5 weeks I know exactly when Yanita goes and gets her nails done. And tomorrow is
See?
one of them. And I kid you not, 5 weeks ago we had a client and we were looking for times and time slots. And because it was me who was organizing, because I have an idea of what when Janita can do things and cannot do things. And we were doing, and the meetings were every Tuesdays and Thursdays at a, in the morning. And I saw in my diary for 5 weeks ago that I had written on the top as a task or as a reminder, Fruit Loop nails, do not disturb. And it worked because Fruit Loop, Janita, has this ritual every 5 weeks where she goes to her friend, gets her nails done, and I am always permanently curiously interested. So tomorrow morning she's going to get it done again. And you know, everything else is
Excellent.
completely unimportant. You know, the world could come crashing around us, yeah. But I want to see what she has done with her nails because it is an absolute. I mean, I'm a little disappointed with what, if I have the right to say this, which I don't, but I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed with what she's chosen to do last time because I know she's done better. Yeah. But you know, it's not for me to decide. Yeah, but so you know, maybe this is the quote of the evening. You know, we like
You
life.
can do better.
No, you cannot do better because it's not you. It's well, maybe you can choose better. Maybe you can speak with your nail technician and she can say, well, "What would you like today, Janita?" You know, all this, that, the other. So, anyway. There you go. So there's a cracker of a quote right now. Okay.
Well, they
So,
glow, some of them glow in the dark, so that's cool.
which I did not know until I saw photographic evidence of
I also
this.
didn't know it until I saw it at night and was shining in the
Who needs ghosts and things like that when you've got Fruit Loops fingernails walking around as she's going somewhere in the night and early morning again?
I was trying to scare my husband last week, but he saw my nails. So
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, what was your question? And since you know that I'm what I'm going to answer, how am I going to answer this question? You may be right, you may be wrong, but I'm not quite sure. So.
The question was, have you ever changed your mind about what you wanted in the future?
Okay. And how am I going to answer this question?
Your answer is yes.
Why?
Because you always change your mind. You adjust as things change.
That makes it sound quite positive.
Yes. If something doesn't work, you find another way to do it and make it work.
Okay.
Take the pineapple, for example. We started with a silly story and then now it has grown into an actual newspaper.
Oh. Well, so light years away from a newspaper. Well, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So I'm going to challenge you on this. So why, since I'm a man, I don't have the automatic right to change my mind as women. Sarah, do you change your mind because you can, or because, yeah, Sarah, do you, as a woman, I'm playing on a cliche here. Sarah, do you change your mind because you can? Because I'm a woman. That's my birthright.
Yes, I have both choices. I can pick any choice and I can change my mind also and go back to my previous choice.
So it doesn't matter where you live, what nationality and cultural background you have, the
The
fact that
same.
the fact that you both are females gives you the automatic right to change your minds, no matter what
Yes.
happens. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So Fruit Loop. The pineapple started as this weird thing and it's become even weirder because I want to make it work.
Yes.
What's the thinking behind it?
Well, our ideas and our dreams aren't fixed. It's allowed to change. You are allowed to change your mind, and with that, you grow. So if I think about our very first pineapple from where we started until how far it's grown to now, obviously there's changes being made. There's a lot of discussions. What goes into it? What doesn't go into it? What is added to it? So I think that's why we aren't allowed to change our minds, whether we are male or female.
Well, thank you for giving me the permission to do that.
But we grow with that. So nothing is set in stone.
So let me tell you both a little story out of my deepest, darkest childhood. When I went to school many, many decades ago in a far-off land called Australia, which was even more remote then in the 1970s than it is today, we used to have to do a thing called a project, and these were gigantic, gigantic essays, I suppose, we had to write, but we had about 3 to 6 months to write them, and we were forced to go out and research the material of which we were to write, which was plagiarism 100%, but that was part of the learning process. And I will never forget, and this is going back a long, long time, I will never forget that the project or the essay we had to write was about one tree or one flower in our garden. That was all it was. We had to write about one tree or one flower in our garden. And in my visions of grandeur, I said, well, anyone can write about a flower or a tree. I want to talk about or write about all the trees and all the flowers in our very big garden. And I guess you could figure out that not much came of it. In fact, nothing came of it. Because I had this dream, and then something came and bit me on my backside, and that was called reality. And so you can dream and you can have all these wonderful plans for the future, but reality comes and tells you a different story, and then it brings you back down to earth.
Yes.
And so if you dream, and politicians, no matter which political color they have and which country they're in, and so on, they have dreams. We call them visions. They make lots of promises, and then none of them, or very few of them, are kept. And everybody asks, well, what happened? And the fact is that the politicians or anybody just hid the reality from the people and said, well, this is what we're going to do. I promise you green pastures on the other side of the fence. And when you reach the fence and you look over, but you can't actually climb over the fence, then you ask, what happened? Well, sorry, it's reality. Which is why I don't really pay much attention to politicians anymore, because reality bites them on the bottom. And that's putting it mildly.
Yes. Yes, but I think it's the same for everyone. We have dreams, we have goals, but things change. They don't always stay the same. But I think that is also why it's important to change our dreams or to shift our dreams as these things happen, as life happens and things change, and you don't always get what you want because something changes. Life changes, our goals changes, our dreams change or changes because of many factors. But with a flexible mindset, we can see the challenges, we can learn the lessons, and that is how we grow as well. Okay, so I'm going to ask Some silly questions.
Oh.
I'm allowed to change my mind. I'm allowed to change my dreams and my goals and my vision. So, the first question, if your dream was a dessert, which dessert would it be and why?
Well, I think there's like many answers for this. It's based on what you dream.
Yeah,
So
okay.
if it's hard a dream, it's not easy to achieve. I think it will be like a chocolate cake, layers of chocolate cakes that would fill with colors because you will pay the price to of this dream. So like hard effort, you need to like do a lot of things. So the colors will be the like the cost of this dream. If it's something nice and have nice to have it, but it's like with God will, I will choose like a tart because I'm a tart fan. I like tarts a lot. So yeah, I will choose tart.
Yeah. Do you have a specific tart in mind or
I
anyone?
like, yes, I like anything with fruits, like berries or like for example strawberry. What this kind I like a lot.
Okay. Okay. Frank, you look nervous.
No, I'm just wondering if I'm going to get the question from the answer from you as well. I'm just wondering whether I should.
Yes, I will share my answer too.
You promise.
Yes, I promise.
Cross your heart.
Cross my heart.
Okay. All right. So let's define dessert, shall we?
Anything sweet,
Well, therein lies the problem.
tasty.
Therein lies the.
Cake, tarts, puddings.
Yeah, but who says dessert has to be sweet?
I don't know. Society gave us a dessert equals sweet.
Bienvenue en France.
Cheese.
Voilà.
Okay.
Ça, c'est le mot plus important en France. Le fromage.
Okay. What kind of cheese would you
It
serve?
doesn't
Or
matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There are 264 different cheeses in France alone. And as Charles de Gaulle said back in the 1960s, I presume, he says, "How can you govern a country with 264 different cheeses?" Voilà. C'est impossible. So let's look at this cheese. A really, really tasty cheese takes time to mature.
Okay.
You can have young cheese, you can have cream cheese, you can have hard cheese, you can have soft cheese, you can have round cheese, you can have cheese, you can have holy cheese, you can have secular cheese, you can have Swiss cheese, French cheese, South African cheese, probably Saudi cheese as well. Cheese is this totally versatile, wonderful thing made from
Yes.
milk. And it's served with crackers, with celery, with all kinds of wonderful things. A cheese board is a work of art. Yeah, you have
Yes.
cheese,
Boot.
grapes and walnuts, and a little bit of maybe some sort of dips that you can do, and some crackers, and it's just beautiful. I kill for cheese, I kid you not. It's not good for my pump, but who cares? So my dessert would be cheese because it is complex, it is versatile, it takes time, it is pure joy.
Okay.
Voilà.
Okay. Where does Camembert fit into your French cheese list? No, it's a soft cheese.
Yes, but what kind of Camembert would you like? So the true Camembert comes from Normandy,
Okay.
where the grass is greener, the cows have a much healthier lifestyle, and so
Okay.
the milk they produce that goes into the Camembert is of a higher
Okay.
quality. That is only the surface. You're skimming the fat off the surface. You have to
Okay.
eat a Camembert character. And a vrai Camembert character is one that is going to walk off the shelf almost by itself.
Is it very rich then? Alive, fresh.
Let me explain it to you in a story. So once I knew a woman who had two daughters, or two children, a son and a boy. The daughter was older than the son. And she opened my fridge door, and there was a certain quantity of cheeses inside the fridge, which of course is a total no-go, because if you want to serve cheese, you have to take it out and serve it at room temperature. Otherwise, it is not cheese. And so she opens this fridge door and she recoils back and says in her American English, "Mom, Frank's fridge smells stronger than my brother's diapers." Because there was probably some Camembert festering inside. It was probably ready to walk out the fridge, but it was in that beautiful state of perfection. And then you just, and then of course, and I was told this in no uncertain terms, you have this perfect round disc of beautiful Camembert, which is, it's just staring at you saying, "Please eat me." And then, because you want to put it on your cracker or something, and you want to cut it lengthwise, and no, and I was told this in no uncertain terms, I was almost executed by the guillotine on this. Yeah. A
Okay.
woman from Lyon said, "What are you doing? You do not cut the Camembert like that. You cut it in wedges." Excuse me.
You cut it like a cake because it's
Well,
round.
voila.
Okay.
That was my lesson learned, yeah. Welcome to France, is all I can say.
I'll send you a picture of the one that we can buy in the supermarket. I don't know if it can walk off the shelves, but or out of the
Well, look, there's a trick to this. This is a trick to this, and you can educate your husband on this one. Next time he wants to buy a Camembert, you look at the use-by date or the sell-by date, and you buy the one that is closest to the sell-by date,
Okay.
because it will be at least halfway mature. And then you stick it in the sun, and it'll ripen and mature and get all gooey and gunky and start running around inside and go bleh. Then you take a nice knife and you into your mouth and go, "Ah."
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
I will love to hear the story afterwards.
Yes, definitely. So I was thinking about a tart, and it's called a peppermint crisp tart.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, that brings memories. Okay, tell us about this peppermint crisp, Martin.
So, peppermint crisps tart is made with like coconut biscuits, or we call them tennis biscuits, layered at the bottom. And then you whip cream and caramel together as the top part. You can add some peppermint crisp chocolate in it. And then you create layers. You can choose to add another layer of biscuits and then more layer of your mixture, and then you top it off with your peppermint crisp. And I think that's how our dreams work. Sometimes the start or the bottom part of it is hard, and then you get to the sweet and fluffy part of it, the nice part, and then to move to the next level or to the next step of your dream, you reach another layer of biscuit, which is also a bit hard, and you have to work through that to get to the sweet side. And then sometimes you get some peppermint. Maybe somebody who is kicking against your idea, or someone who doesn't like your idea or your dream, but that's okay. There's not a lot of it. No, I would choose a peppermint crisp tart.
Do you make it yourself?
Yes, we actually bought ingredients to make one. I don't know if I'll do it tomorrow afternoon or maybe Friday.
Can I reserve one for next year when I
Yes, of course.
sort of, with everything else that we've planned, sort of, the drink and the
Yes.
peppermint crisp tart. I think that would be like really appropriate. Oh, I'd love that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll bring you some French cheese.
Okay.
Proper French is
Proper French
not the
cheese.
stuff that you get there in South Africa. Yeah,
Okay.
if I can get it through immigration and customs, yeah.
I don't know if that will be doable.
I'll bribe them.
Okay. Then imagine your dream had a birthday. How old would it be? If your dream had a birthday, how old would it be?
Well, it will be really like a baby because after like grown up, say all of our dreams change and we focus on things that we think it's make us happy more alive maybe. So I will say like around 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Okay. That reminds me, Sarah, when is your birthday?
Good question.
March
Well,
twenty
there's 30
twenty.
days in March. Can we narrow it down a bit?
Yeah, 20 March, 20th
20. Oh, Sarah, that is the most important date in the entire calendar for two reasons. A, it's your birthday. And B, it's the day when Janita had the courage to answer a stupid thing I wrote on LinkedIn.
Really?
Yeah,
The
the same day.
Yes.
There you go. Your birthday is immortally enshrined. Very good. Brilliant. Read a revolution. Read a revolution and Sarah's birthday. There you go. Where's the
Yes.
symbol? There's symbolism in that, Sarah. There's symbolism in that.
Yes. So I'm going to add that to our birthday list. That's why I asked. Yes. Okay. So Frank, if your dream had a birthday, how old would it be?
I had a really intelligent answer to that question, but Sarah distracted me with her birthday. Okay, let's see if I can string this back together. So it wouldn't have a, well, I suppose it would have to have a birthday even though it is a bit reluctant, because if you remember last week, I said, my greatest fear was actually of being born.
Yes.
Because life was going to, the life that I knew until then was going to be totally different afterwards, because it would be much more difficult. And maybe there's a link there. So I suppose the birth of my dreams, because dreams, what are dreams? Dreams are pure optimism, aren't they?
Yes.
On my birthday, 64 years ago, I got kicked out of my cubby hole, out of my warm, cozy, free food environment. I got kicked out of that, and I had to start fending for myself. Of course, there was a transition period of about 64 years when, there's somebody there to guide you and help you and advise you and tell you what to do and what not to do. So that would be the start of my dream, because you get kicked out of this warm environment and you think, God, I really want life to be as nice as it was before I got kicked out. So the dream just lives with you in hope that whatever it was that you had before you were born comes back to you and says, well, this is really, really nice. I'm quite happy. The difference being, of course, that now, before you were born, everything was done for you. And after you were born, you have to do everything yourself with increasing independence, because there are less people who like you, who support you, who care for you. Yeah. You're no longer the center of all attention as you are as a baby. Oh, isn't he sweet? Oh, look at him. Oh, he's got his smile. He looks just like you, Daddy, here. What's he going to be when he grows up? Well, God, men never grow up. So I think my dreams were born in that brutal, brutal moment of my life when I was told I was no longer welcome to stay where I was. And would I please grow up and get my act together? Which 64 years later still hasn't happened. So. That maybe my dream is that one day I will be mature enough, wise enough, intelligent enough, wealthy enough, and whatever else there is enough of, that I can say, well, actually, it wasn't too bad. It was okay. And
Yes.
then bingo, and then I just keel over, and then I'm gone, and the world will celebrate. Hooray, he's gone. Thank God, finally we got rid of him. So you're not
Adopted.
welcome when you're still an embryo. You're not welcome when you are living, and they all celebrate when you are gone.
Yeah. Hi, I'm in the
Eskom,
thunder.
Thunder. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, you
Because
should. I think you should switch the light off more often. That looks really good,
yeah,
actually.
that looks scary.
Anyway,
Luckily, this is luckily we use the recording and not the
anyway, so that would be the answer. So Fruit Loop, I'm curious to hear
I
your.
would say mine is about 10 years old.
So
So
how?
I had a dream. Yes, that's specific.
Well, Martin Luther King said that as well, but he said, "I have a dream." You're in the past tense. I had a dream. Okay.
I had a dream, and then my dream changed when I was around 25, and then
Can you switch off the light again, please?
Frank says I should switch off the light. Okay, that's less spooky. it's not Eskom, it's about the thunder. So usually when we have heavy rain and thunder, I don't know if you can hear it actually,
No, I'm not.
but then
I'm listening to you, not to the weather. Anyway.
okay. Okay.
So what happened when you were 25?
I think I told Sarah this, I don't know, on Monday or on a previous time, previous occasion. I was engaged and then we broke up when I was 25. But then I had a dream to be married, to have a house, to have kids, and all those things. And then everything changed. So I changed my dream that I just want to be happy. I don't care about the house anymore. I don't care about the family anymore. I just want to be happy. And it's been 10 years now. It's still the same. I just want to be happy. And I am happy. So my dream is still having a birthday every year.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing what a breakup does in a relationship, huh?
Yes.
Changes your perspective completely.
Yes, your perspective, your mindset, the way you see yourself. At first, it wasn't as good, but later on, you realize that you are not the problem. He was. But that's a story for another day.
Okay.
Okay. The next question, what if every time you changed your dream, the sky changed color? What color would it be now?
Look out the window. What do you see?
Darkness. That's not good.
You repeat the question?
What if every time you changed your dream, the sky changed color? What color would it be now?
Interesting.
Sarah, do you have an idea?
Yeah, I think it will be like light blue, like, in the early morning, how is the, especially if it's like the weather is, maybe the spring or it's cold weather, so it's light blue with a
Yes.
beautiful sky, you can look at it and you wish that you have it all the time like this. And sometimes you feel like you want just to spend all the day or maybe all the time outside just looking to this lovely picture. So I will choose this, not because it's a dream and that we want to live this dream, but more because it's like, well, we had a lot of dreams and most of them focus about ourselves a lot. So you will find like there's a dark side of some of our dreams when we are younger, but now when we are grown up and we think more about satisfaction and happiness. So that's why I think it will like this. So it's nice for everyone.
Okay. Frank, what do you think? What color would your sky be?
Let's go back 3 steps.
Okay.
So if I got this right, you asked every time you change your dream, what color would the sky be?
Yes. So the sky, every time the sky changes color when you change your dream, but what color would your sky be now?
So, I'm going to be really horrible now.
Okay.
You have this big dream that you want to be happy.
Yes.
Why do you want to change that?
I have an idea of a color of the sky that matches my dream.
Well, I'm just not answering my
So the
question.
sky is not changing. Oh, it is, but it's more like natural.
Well, hang on.
Naturally changing. Not
Okay,
because
but
of my dream.
look, hang on. You're avoiding my question.
No.
Yes, you are.
I don't want to change my dream, no.
Well, then why should the sky change color?
Well, it happens naturally. If I tell you my color, the color that I chose, then maybe you would understand why I say that the sky is changing, but my dream is not.
Well, then the question is all wrong.
So my favorite, let's take a few steps back. My favorite sky color, let's call it that, would be what's called Sailor's Delight. Do you know what that is?
Very bad with colors, like every man on this planet.
It's real. It's real. So when the sun sets and the sky is a bright orange and red shade, sometimes you can see some clouds, sometimes it's just clear sky, but it's a bright orange or red. That is called the Sailor's Delight. And this.
Oh, I see where red sky at night, sailors or farmers delight
Yes.
or sailors delight. Okay. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Got you where
Yes.
you are. Right. I'm on
Okay,
board.
so the Sailor's Delight is seen as, or it predicts good weather for the next day or the day after that. And that is why this is my favorite. I have a lot of pictures somewhere. Every time I see this red sky, I take a picture. But it's called the Sailor's Delight, and it shows that it's going to be good weather, or you'll have good weather.
Yeah,
And
that's
that
a
is why I say my dream doesn't change, and the sky color I will choose is this.
yeah, but you're contradicting yourself because you are saying that your
It
question.
happens naturally. So if the sky is clear and blue, I like it. I don't like it when it's gray, like today. But the rain is good, clouds are good, Sailor's Delight, sunset, sunrise. That's fine.
Because the contrast that is so the there's a saying, I don't know if you actually know this, red sky at night, sailors delight,
Yes.
red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning,
Oh,
which means that red sky in the morning is a forecast way of saying that it's going to be raining and horrible and bleh.
okay.
Okay, all right, so if you're a shepherd t tending your flock, then you better find some shelter because it's going to get
Yes.
horrible.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let you off the hook here. Because I mean, I know where you're coming from on this one. And I will give you, God, I'm such a gentleman. I will give you the opportunity to change your path because the dream still stands. You have a
Yes.
dream,
Yes.
but as we all know, the path to this dream, to fulfilling this dream, is a little wobbly.
Yes.
So you could have the sailor's delight. Maybe you had it yesterday.
No, I
But,
didn't actually.
well, okay, well.
Okay, maybe I had it yesterday.
Tech
We'll leave it
technicalities, details, not
there.
important. You had it last weekend, okay? So
Okay.
the sunset and the sky was beautiful, and you looked up and said, oh, that's nice. Tonight, this evening, it's not any different.
It's just dark.
It's dark, it's cold, it's wet. Your husband switched off the electricity. Thank you very much. Can you extend my thanks to him. But it hasn't changed your dream. It's just made it a little more difficult to reach because someone somewhere had the audacity, God help them, to make it that little bit more difficult for you to achieve your dream, because they decided to switch off the lights and put some clouds and some rain into the equation.
Yes.
And tomorrow it'll be all different, or maybe the day after. Yeah. So the
Yes.
dream hasn't changed. It's just that getting there is a little bit more tricky.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, it was wobbly, but that's why I chose the Sailor's Delight, because it shows or it predicts good weather, so I'm focusing on the good things.
As you should, as you should. Okay. What color? For me, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I was just, no, sorry. Got another question?
Imagine your old dream came back as a talking ghost. What would it say to you?
Sarah, you go first. Ladies first.
Well, I think he will be aggressive and he will
Oh,
say to me, "Yes, see how stupid you are dreaming on silly things, and life like has a lot of opportunity more than this dream."
okay. It reminds me of your coffee mug again.
Yes.
Okay, a little angry. What would you say back to your dream if your dream came back as a ghost? What would you say back to
Well, I will say it's not a dream anymore, so I will try to decisions to let this ghost go away forever. No chance to talk with them. Need to bury the sky, the dreams.
Okay. Frank, what would you say if your old dream came back as a talking ghost?
What would I say, or what would it say?
What would it say to you? Yes.
It would probably, well, it will. It will tell me what an insensitive, horrible brute I am. I have no understanding of humanity, that I'm a horrible person because I twist words around in people's mouths. I don't give them a chance. I'm just basically a mean, despicable person, and the quicker I'm gone, the better it is for humanity. So it would tell me that.
But what does that have to do with your dream? Or a
Well,
dream?
it just, it goes, it ties back in with the reality. So I have this dream, but the reality speaks a different language. So maybe I should get real and change my dream and look at the sky and say, well, maybe the sailor's delight is the better way of going about it. Maybe I should shut up or something. I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
it would give me a kick in the back side and
Okay.
tell me to shape up or ship out, get real.
Okay. What would you say back to
I'd ignore it.
it? Okay, good.
Because it's this constant tussle between the dream, the reality, the ghosts, the sailors, the shepherds, the flock. There's only one person who got it all right, and that was Frank Sinatra when he sang, "And I did it my way."
Yes.
And Martin Luther King, who back in the 1960s says, "I have a dream that humanity will be equal." And 60 years later, we are further from that dream than ever before. I don't know.
Okay. So mine would probably tell me that maybe something like, I told you so.
Maybe your ghost should meet my ghost and compare notes.
Maybe. It will say something like, I told you so, or I don't know. I don't think it would be a bad ghost, but just annoying.
Well, I mean,
No, I think
that's.
he will say, my mom, it's not worth it at all.
Yes, it's not worth it, definitely.
But the thing is, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So, you know, the ghost, your ghost is probably much more diplomatic, and you're saying, I told you so, but he'll say it in a nice way, whereas mine would just say, eh. So maybe my ghost can learn something from your ghost. So maybe we should arrange a meeting for, you know, the ghosts to meet each other. Okay, oh, that would be fun. What, he really works with her? God, is she crazy?
Do you know Scrooge?
Yeah, I met him personally.
Okay. Okay. But I think your ghost would be Scrooge. Think so.
Tell me. Okay, you just. All right, Ms. Lagrange, I wanted. Sorry, Sarah. This is going to be just a 2 minute sidetrack here. Don't pull your mic out of the computer.
No, it's the
So, tell me about this theory that you are harboring.
No, just the way that you say your dream is going to be so grumpy and miserable. It reminds me of Scrooge.
Who says my dreams are grumpy and miserable? The dreams are fine. It's the person
Oh,
who.
not the dream, the ghost. Sorry, the
The go yeah,
ghost.
exactly. Yeah.
The ghost is
Okay.
grumpy and miserable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All
Yes,
right.
not the
Friday, you've had four servings already. You're not going to get a fifth.
Okay. So, changing our dreams isn't always a failure. Failing at a dream isn't also, it's also not a failure, in my opinion, but it's the way that we learn from it and the way we grow through it. I think that's the important part. And we are allowed to change our minds, allowed to change our opinions, change our dreams, goals. And Frank, you have the last word. Don't be Scrooge.
Isn't there I'm showing my age again. I think it was the singer Matt Monro. Now you can just Spotify this afterwards, I know. I think it was
Yes.
Matt Monro or Dean Martin or one of the crooners of the 60s who sang a song, The Impossible Dream. There you go.
Okay.
That's my last word.
Okay. I will Spotify Okay. Sarah, do you want to add something as a last word?
Oh, well, now I will just keep it this time for Frank because it's always me. So his turn today, but I will learn how to just summarize it in a few words like him now. But yes, thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Frank. You as well. Thank you for joining us.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry about my electricity. I can tell
Oh.
ghost
Oh.
stories.
Ah! So now there's something. So from when does a dream transition to a nightmare?
Wow, that's a good question. We'll
Yeah.
think about it. How does we'll think about it.
I think it's related to the mindset you need to. So if we all are not accept that we all may fail in something, so it will become a nightmare.
Okay. Yes.
A real.
I think also if it's something that keeps bothering you, or
Yes.
maybe also the mindset, if I think about my past and the ex-fiance leaving me, dumping me, whatever, if you keep mulling over it and overthinking it and what did I do wrong and why is this my fault, I think then it turns into a nightmare.
Yes.
But somewhere you have to find peace that this didn't work, and let's find a new dream. Let's focus on something new. But I think if you don't do that, it's a nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you focused on probably the most important aspect of your life, and that is your own life. Nothing else is important. You said, I want to be
Yes.
happy, and I will do everything on this planet to make sure that I am happy. Whatever that
Yes.
means is
Yes.
secondary. Yeah, so.
Yes.
And that's the lesson you learned out of that. And that's probably the most valuable lesson there is. There's nobody
Yes.
more important on this planet in your own life, in your own existence than you.
Yes.
Flashlight or no flashlight.
Scary stories or no scary stories. Okay.
Right. So it was brilliant. Thank you. Sorry for being the
It's
clown.
a pleasure. No, it's okay.
It's okay. Shut up, Frank.
It's okay. I have some ammo. I'll use it.
What, after my 50-meter hose pipe going on walkabout, you've got
Yes.
something new to fire me with, yeah?
Yes.
I can hardly wait.
You'll just see it in the plaza sometime.
Okay, I look forward to
Okay.
it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Sarah, very much for joining us tonight. Have a lovely evening. Frank,
Thank
thank you
you.
very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Go feed Friday again.
Again.
Again. Have a lovely evening. And then we'll see each other again next time.
Do look forward to it.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Bye.
Sarah. Bye
Bye.
bye. Bye, Frank.
Bye.